The Wisconsin Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention tracked 1,300 people who told a doctor they'd like to try and quit smoking. The center's Megan Piper says relying on primary care doctors for referrals to the study was a new twist.
And I think that for clinicians, the message is clear here, which is that while they might be reluctant to talk to smokers about quitting, 1 in 5 are interested in treatment right when they walk into your office, even if that's not why they came in.
The group that had the most success quitting was given both nicotine lozenge and the generic version of what's commercially sold as Zyban. In a 6-month follow-up, nearly 30% of those participants quit. Nearly as effective was the nicotine lozenge and patch combined.
You know, there are no points for quitting cold turkey. Millions of people do it, but it's a lot harder and they're a lot less likely to be successful. So when we talk to smokers who really want to quit, we say use every tool you've got. Use the medication, use coaching, get support from people, because that's going to really give you the best chance.
In addition to medication, participants in this study were given the number of the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line, but Piper says only 40% were willing to call. A previous study showed those who had in-person counseling had a higher quit rate. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.